Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Johnny Jeter. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The first baseman, Jerry Hairston. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chuck Brinkman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The DH, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hal McRae. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting 9th. The catcher, Fran Healy. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Gene Garber. And now, play ball. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rojas. The throw from Brinkman and he is safe. Rojas steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is hit by the pitch. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kirkpatrick. May reaches second base with a double. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Jeter is chasing the ball. Shaw rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Jeter. Patek reaches second base with a double. Healy moves to third. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hairston scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkpatrick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hairston moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. May takes first base on ball 4. Hairston moves to third. Melton moves to second. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orta for the out. Hairston scores. Melton moves to third. May moves to second. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharp is walked intentionally. Sam Ewing pinch hits for Bucky Dent. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields it, throws to home for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Luis Alvarado now playing shortstop. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Schall hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Sharp. Schall reaches second base with a double. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Healy hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brinkman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jeter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 2 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Garber covering, for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Orta hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kirkpatrick. Order reaches second base with a double. May goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sharp is walked intentionally. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Fran Healy. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it and throws to second for the out. Kirkpatrick moves to third. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Martinez now catching. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jeter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields the ball and throws to Garber covering. Safe. Kelly scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hairston moves to second. Steve Mingori now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-3 in the game. Rojas bunts towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Cy Acosta now pitching. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 3 in the game. Piniella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Horta hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Bill Sharp. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 3 in the game. Brinkman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing center field. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McRae strikes out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick is hit by the pitch. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hairston scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schall for the out. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Two outs. Steve Hobley pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Hobley now playing center field. Ed Kirkpatrick now catching. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jeter. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hairston strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Melton is walked intentionally. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Gail Hopkins pinch hits for Freddie Patek. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Frank White pinch runs for Gail Hopkins. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 4 in the game. Rojas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hairston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 4 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Mayberry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's White Sox, 3, Royals, 3. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 4 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tom Paquette pinch runs for Lou Piniella. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank White now playing shortstop. Tom Paquette now playing right field. Hal McRae now playing left field. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Horta strikes out. 1 out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvarado hits a pop-up towards short. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian Downing pinch hits for Chuck Brinkman. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Brian Downing now catching. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kirkpatrick strikes out. 1 out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Schall strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hovley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Jeter hits a line drive into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas misplays the ball. That's an error on Rojas. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hairston hits a line drive into center field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Acosta fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 5 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 5 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. May hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hobley. May reaches second base with a double. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Horta bunts towards the mound. Mingori fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. May moves to third. Doug Bird now pitching. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. There goes Horta trying to get to third. Paquette throws the ball into Shaw, who tags Horta for the out. Bradford moves to second. One out. It's 4-3, White Sox. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvarado strikes out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.